This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight on Friday. If you have no plans in the evening and you're interested or have concerns about some of what you've heard in the news about the treatment of refugees and under the current presidential administration, there is going to be an event in Galesburg that will perhaps shed some light on that for you. And the people organizing that are, among them are David Amor, who you may know as a member of the Knox County Board, among other things, and Monica Corsaro, who are both organizing the event on Friday. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, exactly.
Let me start off first, and either one of you can answer this. Kind of encapsulate for those who may not know, even though I'm sure folks maybe have heard one side or the other of the situation. From your perspective, what is happening, and why is it important to continue to bring awareness to it?
Well, I think just in terms of what's been happening, there has been an enormous surge of families from Central America seeking to come into the United States to claim asylum, refugee status and asylum. And it's pretty clear that that's because of the conditions that are going on down there, political conditions, crime, there's a drought, there's been economic problems as well. And this has been going on. I mean, we're now, I think, close to 300% in terms of the number of families that are trying to come across from the last few years. And it's become a situation that has put pressure on the administration to try to handle the refugees. The policies of the administration, which have, I think, really brought this to a crisis, has been the decision to actually detain people rather than releasing them after they've been initially processed, even though historically over 90% of asylum seekers, in fact, turn up when they when their hearings are done. Mm-hmm. But the administration doesn't want to do that. So we've had situations where increasing number of people and families and children have been detained in what we can see now are absolutely inhumane circumstances. The horror stories that have been reported are just overwhelming. And then the other part is turning people back to go back to Mexico to wait with situation where they have no resources.
Monica, this strikes me as a situation that, regardless of who would be president and that sort of thing, this almost sounds like that this could be a problem that would be difficult for any president to handle, regardless of who that may be.
I found it interesting you asked about which side of the issue that you're on this, or maybe alluding to that this is a Republican or Democrat issue. This is not a Republican or Democratic issue. This is an issue about children and families.
But it seems like people from both sides are making it a Democrat or a Republican issue. Are they not?
Maybe in Congress. And so that's why we are gathering this Friday. It doesn't matter what political party we affiliate with. I'm actually, as you know, an ordained a minister, and I'm looking at this as that this is the gospel being run amok. We are called as people, as Christians, to Matthew tells us, if somebody needs to be fed, we feed them. If somebody is thirsty, mm-hmm. we give them something to drink. If somebody is homeless, we give them shelter. If somebody needs sanctuary, we give them sanctuary. And this policy of our current administration bucks up to all of that. And so I know people around me, we want to do something. We want to be heard. We want our elected officials to be heard, that we say this is wrong. The idea that how is a five-year-old a trouble for this country, a threat to this country, and why are we separating them from their parents?
You mentioned that this is sort of a run amok from a biblical perspective. It seems like if the Bible is pretty specific in terms of the treatment of people and things like that, it seems like maybe I'm thinking about this too simplistically, that this would be an easy problem to fix. Or is it not that way, do you think?
It could be fixed if there was the will. We all know that we need to fix our immigration policy, and don't get me wrong, I do not think we need to be a theocracy. Sure. We are a democracy. It takes all of us, and thankfully we have Muslims, Christians, Jews, and as Gnostics who are in Congress, who all care about people and care about good public policy, this is bad public policy. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be ended. And it needs to be ended now. And so, you know, Americans all over our country on Friday are going to be vigiling and speaking out. It is not just we in Galesburg are doing it, but it's going to be happening all across the country. We're going to have people in front of our detention centers saying, this is not America. Mm-hmm. You know, another thing about all of us is we're either daughters or sons or grandsons or great-grandsons of immigrants. Mm-hmm. We are all a product of good policy where the Statue of Liberty really meant liberty and freedom. And so, is it only for a particular kind of people that we are open to? And that seems to be what this policy is all about. And we need to remember it's our policies in Central America that have led these people to be so desperate.
Dave, can I just add?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I just want to add something, which is, yes, there are forces out there, and many of them, you know, on the internet, who are trying to make this into a Republican versus Democrat thing. And the Congress is not helping always in that regard.
Sure.
But one of the things I was struck by when I was looking online about some of this was one of the most forceful pieces was actually a thought piece from the Southern Baptist Convention calling for virtually everything that we're talking about, which is this, you know, essentially responding as Monica is, basically saying this is something that is that goes against, you know, the deep values of the Christian community within America. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's not a it's ideally not a political issue. I think it has to be dealt with in a political way. You know, and what I would say, there's two things. One is the humanitarian response. And, you know, I think that's essential that you know, just as we respond to hurricanes, we respond to floods, we should be calling on, we can do something practically to help. And we've got a list of agencies that are working at the border that can help with that. The other part, I think, is to put pressure both on the Congress and the administration to make sure the resources are there and to start retooling the policies that we're following so that they're in line with American values.
Real quickly, David, do you think our Congresswoman, Sherry Bustos, do you think she gets it in this regard? And do you think others around her get it?
I think so. I mean, I think there was no real, I mean, everybody on both sides of the aisle, my sense is in the last go around, was concerned to find a way to get resources down to the border. And in fact, relatively quickly, they all agreed, on a $4 billion plus appropriation, which the president signed. You know, now obviously there's, you know,
what's going to happen to that money,
there's,
right?
Well, and there's resources. Pushes, and some of this is that there's such a deep well of distrust mm-hmm. at this point between the Democrats and the Trump administration that a lot of people, I think, with good reason, wanted to put some strings onto that would have meant the money would have been delayed. And so eventually they basically gave up on that.
Gosh, that sounds like how government usually works in those situations, doesn't
right.
it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's before we run out of time, let's move to Friday. There's a vigil being held Friday evening. That's one of, you say, more than 250. Well,
actually,
that'll be
at this
the country.
Point, almost 600.
Wow.
We just checked yesterday on their website, and it's 600 locations, not only in the U.S. I mean, there's some in Australia. There's many in Canada. There's some in Europe as well. But I noted just looking that there's 32 of these events in Illinois alone.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really happening in a lot of communities. We'll be starting at the public square at 8 p.m. And we'll have music. We will have speeches. We'll have people there talking about what's going on at the border. Some people also talking about why this is happening, with a little bit more specialized knowledge than I have or Monica has. Then at 9 o'clock, we will have a silent candlelight vision. And this is taking place at all of these events at 9 o'clock local time. And the hope is that this will send a message, again, that this is something that the vast majority of Americans feel is a problem that must be solved, and that both the Congress and the administration will hear this message.
And one more thing to say. We have two people from our community who have been at the border. One is one of our college professors from Knox College, and her spouse are there. serving and volunteering at the churches, and another is our college professor took students at spring break to do translation, and we're working on behalf of the lawyers. And so, you know, this isn't something that's going on somewhere else. This is something that's hitting our community right here and now.
And we would know that there are people in the community who have relatives who are affected by this, you know, and in many different kinds of ways.
All right. I'm almost out of time, but sometimes, and this isn't a statement about this issue, this is maybe more of a broad thing. Sometimes I think when I see a vigil or a demonstration or something like that happen, that maybe you're playing to a mostly supportive crowd, regardless of what the issue is. Do you think that maybe you'll reach some people who maybe are the other way, or maybe don't fully understand what's going on here?
You know, that's a great question. I think my hope, because I'm always about bringing people together, is we might be able to educate somebody on the issue. But more importantly, I think this is bringing together people who are wondering what is going on with our country. What is happening? This is not America. America is freedom, democracy, a place of hope, a place of opportunity. Again, I want to remind us, we all are sons and daughters of immigrants, unless we are American Indian. So I think besides helping to bring along somebody or educate somebody, it's a place where we can come together and we can weep and we can moan and we can lament and we can make our democracy better than it is at this moment.
All right. I'm out of time. Again, this will be Friday starting at 8 o'clock in the evening, starting on the public square here in Galesburg. Monica Cossaro, David Amore, thanks so much for coming in, and we appreciate it. And hopefully you'll at least get a civil discussion about the issues going, because frankly, I think that's a problem too, that there's not a lot of civility in these discussions, regardless of what side you're on. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Asking good questions too.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Stay tuned. We will have Kim Commando in sports and more from the Knox County Fair as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.